Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Monica Vernon, who is running for lieutenant governor on the Democratic ticket with Jack Hatch. The summer's winding down and the campaign's heating up. Can you tell us what Iowans need to know about you as they start to get to know you?
Well, I think they need to know that Jack and I are here to provide real leadership, which means that we would love to come in and work with any community, any county, every community, every county, and help them solve problems and move forward. You know, we're all about making progress for the state. And you don't do that by picking winners and losers out of Des Moines. You do that by listening to people, by working in partnership with local communities, by getting your business people together, your Main Street, your chamber, your labor union, your teachers, your healthcare people, you know, getting everybody to the table to solve problems and get things done. And standing here in Washington, Iowa, I can see you got a really strong square here. I think you've got a lot of full storefronts, but I'm sure there are challenges here and things that the people here want to do better. And that's what I'm all about, is coming out. I've spent my life in market research helping organizations to figure out how to do a better job of selling themselves. And I would love nothing more, and Jack would like to see me do this, than spend my time all around the state helping people to understand how can we help each community to sell their place, to make sure they have better jobs. We want to invest in kids and early childhood education. We don't want any parents in Iowa to be worried about their kids getting educated. We also don't want anybody in Iowa to worry about, when they lose a job, being able to get retraining. We know the job markets are changing drastically. You know, the technology that you need to know is growing every day. So I think you can count on us for real leadership. It's not enough to let Iowa coast. It is not. And that really, frankly, angers me as a lifelong Iowan. It's not good enough for Iowa. We need to solve problems. We need to be a leader. So when we say we're going to be number one in education, we really want to do that. We really need to invest in education. I also look around at our roads and bridges. It's so important that we take a leadership stance on improving our infrastructure, and we have a long ways to go on that. So I think you can also count on us, our dedication to clean air and clean water, which I think, again, is a partnership. So, you know, this is not going to be, Jack Hatch and Monica Vernon would not be a passive leadership situation. It would be a group, a team that would come in and not pick winners and losers out of Des Moines, but as we say, a fresh start. We have had stale administration from the top. I don't know if I would call it leadership. We've just had a stale approach. You know, it's not the 80s anymore. It's not the 90s. And in fact, it's 2014. And people everywhere in Iowa deserve better.
And you spoke about how your relationship, how your leadership would be different than the incumbents, with you not being in the Capitol quite so much. Can you expand on that?
Well, you know, I'm a local government official, and so I understand what it's like to talk to people every single day in Hy-Vee and, or, you know, at school or walking around into different businesses. And I see the struggle. And, you know, I think that I bring that to the table. Jack is a neighborhood builder as well. He understands about state government. So I think it's a good partnership. We met when he, through his business, sold affordable housing to the city of Cedar Rapids and kept his promises. I think he also told me he didn't think I was not a pushover. So I think that's been a good relationship, a good partnership forged in mutual respect. I'm going to bring to it what people all over Iowa are like, which is that we're not looking for special favors. We're looking for a fair shake. I'm going to be looking for a fair shake for every community in Iowa. And I don't want to be in Des Moines all the time. I don't dislike Des Moines. I think Des Moines is a nice place, but I want to be out in the communities, out in the counties, working with people, listening to them on what do they think they can do better. What do they think is the secret to bringing more jobs and keeping more jobs in their communities and in their counties? So I'm extremely interested in that. I have a background in that from market research, from community building in Cedar Rapids, from coming back from the flood. It's not only my experience, it's also my passion.
And Iowa's a swing state. You're not sure if it's going to be red or blue each year, and you really need those independent voters. What would you say to those independent voters today?
This isn't about politics. This is about being the best state we can be. You know, I grew up with my dad being Republican. I think my mom might have canceled him out at the polls. A lot of families are like that. This isn't about politics. This is about, doggone it, this is about our main streets. This is about our communities. This is about our kids. This is about our families. This is about the future of Iowa. We got to stop looking in the rearview mirror, and we got to look forward. Iowa has so many great resources, the greatest of which is its people. And so, you know, I think that's where we go with things.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Just that this is a wonderful state. You know, we have so much here. And I think when people say Iowa nice, you know, it's bottled and canned all over Iowa. Every city we go to, there are awesome people. And I think we've got to get the word out to the nation. We've got to be proud of what Iowa is. And I think we are, but I think we can do better to keep people here, to really capitalize on what we have in terms of beautiful town squares, of wonderful people who care about each other and about our land. So I'm excited to get to work. I would love to be the Lieutenant Governor of Iowa, and I ask for people's support. And, you know, I promised that I would do this in a nonpartisan way. I'm much more about how we move forward than, you know, some partisan issue or another.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Monica Vernon, who is running for Lieutenant Governor on the Democratic ticket with Jack Hatch. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.